Hi. How are you?
Why, thank you, because it's the Bald of Balls!
You were such a bloody lame, you definitely have a that I can use. You were such a bloody lame, but everybody sort of what to do. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? Everybody's going out of the head.
As the soft, sultry sounds of Mr. Joey Chupin and DOA kicking off this long overdue episode of Bubblegum Fuzz on Garage Punk Pirate Radio with your host, me, Reverend Norm. And by golly, I think you probably heard the sad news at one point in time or another, but in the not-too-distant past, which is probably getting even distanter as we speak, Dave Gregg, the former guitar player from DOA, passed away of a heart attack, and that made us all very sad. That made us all very sad because, by golly, I realized that DOA are one of, you know, Earth's more larger sort of old punk bands or whatnot, I suppose, but I don't really think they ever actually got their credit for how great and how outstanding those, like, first three albums worth of work were. Their work up to 1982 was completely brilliant. That song was called New Age. It was co-written by the dearly departed Mr. Dave Gregg. And it was on the Something Better Change album, which is DOA's first album. DOA, Something Better Change, Hardcore 81, and War on 45. Those are spectacular records that were really quite influential. I don't really think people ever gave them quite enough credit for those records, just being as gosh darn booty kicking as they were. I tell you, at one point in time, I interviewed Greg Ginn of Black Flag, no less a luminary than Greg Ginn of Black Flag. And I asked him, Mr. Ginn, at one point in time, do you think that punk rock as such changed to hardcore? And I thought he would say something sort of around the same time period of the decline of Western Civilization movie, but instead he actually said, in his mind, punk changed from hardcore when DOA came out with the album Hardcore 81 in the summer of 1981. And I thought that was really something, because when that album came out, me and my friends just sort of thought it was kind of following in the footsteps of the Circle Jerks Group Sex album, but then again, you don't really expect Greg Ginn to get credit to these Circle Jerks under any circumstances whatsoever. And anyway, we will get back to our DOA worship a little later in the program. Right now, I got new records that I want to play. They're getting older by the minutes. This record is not at all new. It's from 1973. It's dedicated to Mr. Jake Eric, Mr. Barry Allen, and to that guy who's coming on the upcoming show, probably going to wear a rubber suit and eat a lot of food, just like that guy did on that show in the 90s, and I can't remember
the
name
of which
anymore.
Reverend Norm is trying to think is Gregory Shepherd Hoffman.
With a U in there somewhere. It's called Flash!
Hey, baby, I love you so. Come on, baby, won't you let me know? Hey, baby, I love you so. Come on, baby, won't you let me know?
Oh, baby, I'm not profound. that's the flash right here, let go. Hey, baby, cause I love you so. That's the flash right here, let go. Hey, baby, cause I love you so. That's the flash right here, let go. We'll be right back.
famous hotel and casino. Good luck Googling that and getting any kind of worthwhile result. But yes, that is the Sands with Catch and Release here on Bubblegum Fuzz on Garage Punk Pirate Radio. Before that, we had another Google thwarting band slash album title combination. The band was The Bad Sports. Their album is titled Bras. So good luck Googling Bad Sports Bras. That might be more fun than Googling Sands Hotel and Casino. I'm not sure. Maybe you could Google them both in tandem and see what you get. I'm not sure. But that song was called Terrible Place, and that is a wonderful song. I love that song. That's off the third Bad Sports album, and I'm sure that song is more anthemic than we would wish it to be in our everyday existence, and so on and so forth. Before that, we had somewhat new music from Judah. It was brand new when I started this podcast, but when I finished it was already just sort of like yesterday's fresh. That's off their second album. That song is called Wild Tiger Woman. That bears no relation to the Move song, also titled Wild Tiger Woman, that was written about 45 years ago or so. And Judah are dressed as a men's roller derby team on the cover of that album, apparently aping the cover of the Capital City Rockets album from the early to mid-70s, where they also dressed up as a men's roller derby team. And it's kind of interesting because Judah are from Rome and apparently don't understand the difference between roller derby helmets and football helmets, because they are posing as a men's roller derby team, but they are holding a Los Angeles Rams helmet as some sort of signifier of great hip and wittedness. So, make your calculation adjustments accordingly. Before that, we started out with, and sounding not unlike a strange cross between Moby Grape and the Kids. That was The Colored Balls from Melbourne, Australia, 1973. That was Flash. That was off of their Ball Power album. And yes, the cover is blue. That was re-released by your friends at Sing Sing Records somewhat recently. In any event, we will get to the DOA Worship segment of the evening's festivities right now. Also, what happened this month is something kind of cool happened. It's not all bad news. My ex-girlfriend finally moved out of my house, and it is a complete coincidence that I am now playing my favorite DOA song, I believe, of all time. It is off Something Better Change, and it's simply called Get Out of My Life.
Oh, well, you watch, you make me weak. I knock my back, but I begin to think. Give me way for shit, give me way for shit. And I'm gonna get sick, however. Like you, I never, never wanna be like you. I never, never wanna be like you.
by AOD here on Bubblegum Buzz on Garage Punk Pirate Radio. However, I think this one will make a bit more sense if I start introducing the songs from beginning to end as opposed from back to front, as I generally tend to do things. So we started things off with Get Out of My Life by DOA. That is off Something Better Changed, their first album. We followed it up with Double O One Losers Club off of their second album, Hardcore 81. Why exactly the choice of Double O One Losers Club, you might ask, and that's a fine question. The reason I played Double O One Losers Club specifically is because there are some backing vocals in that song, ergo into which ooh-ee-ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah, where if you listen closely to the third song we played, which is also off of Hardcore 81 and called Musical Interlude, you heard those very self-same backing vocals repeated once again, ooh-ee-ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah, ooh-ee-ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah, with some drums and some bass. It faded in and it faded out after 22 seconds and became an entirely new song. This inspired me. So then, when I recorded our fourth song with my band, Boris the Sprinkler, the song's called Can't Control It. It is off our 113th Band 45, released on the Italian Supersonic Revenger Records, whatever the hell it was called, label. I was in the studio, and the studio guy was doing what studio guys do. He does some weird stuff where he fades in drums, and he's listening to the drums, and then he's listening to the backing vocals, and all of a sudden I heard the backing vocals for that song, which are, you're going to it, ooka-ah, chaka-chaka-ah-ah-ah, ooka-ah, chaka-chaka-ah-ah-ah, and I said, hey, that could be a song. So we faded up the drums of the ooka-ah, chaka-chaka-ah-ah-ahs for a couple seconds, and faded it down. We called it a new song. We called it Son of Musical Interlude. Thank you, DOA. You have provided inspirational in many ways, which I could have even barely described. And we finished things off with, of course, AOD, in case you just didn't like DOA. That was a masterpiece. That was originally written by Jean-Joseph Fleury in 1729. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, say if it's not Baroque, don't fix it. That was Baroque, and AOD fixed it anyway. That's why they are Earth's greatest Americans. In any event, you heard DOA, you heard AOD, you heard more DOA. Now it's time for some SOA with Public Defender!
Better move quick, he's gonna hit ya with a stick. It doesn't matter what you've done, you're gonna suffer for fun. Man in blue, come for you, siren red, you're gonna be dead. Man in blue, come for you, siren red, you're gonna be dead. Stop your car, looks inside, ask you where you've been tonight. Doesn't like you, everybody knows. Doesn't like your hair, doesn't like your clothes. Man in blue, come for you. Siren's red, you're gonna be dead. Man in blue, come for you. Siren's red, you're gonna be dead. Keep the peace with a load of shit. He doesn't care a fucking bit. Justice for all, but not for you. There's not a fucking thing to do. Man in blue, come for you. Siren's red, you're gonna be dead. Man in blue, come for you. Siren's red, you're gonna be dead. We'll be right back.
sound to me. Those were the ones here on Bubblegum Buzz on Garage Punk Pirate Radio. We heard I'm Normal / No Turn on Red, and that comes off of a CD reissue of their 7-inch plus umpteen bonus tracks released by your good friends at Rerun Records, beating the bushes like Luke and Butch to bring you these bands from Wisconsin from the late 70s / 1980 that I've never freaking heard of. Gosh dang it, man, where does Jason Ross find all this shit? Before that, we had the band whose name looks like 999999999, but is in fact pronounced All Nines. That was from their EP on Hozak Records. They're called All Nines. The song's called Hide My Love. Prior to that, we had yet more DOA, but perhaps the last DOA we'll hear on this program for a while. That was Unknown off of Hardcore 81, and I played that song because I like the piano. We started things off with SOA. You see what I did there? DOA, AOD, DOA, SOA. Oh, yes. That was Public Defender, and by golly, maybe it's one of my weaknesses, but I love SOA. That was, of course, Henry Garfield, a.k.a. Henry Rollins' first hardcore band back in 1980 and or 1981. That was from their first demo 7-inch recently released on Discord Records, which sounds a lot like their No Policy EP. But the record is simply called First Demo 12/29/80. And they even had the good sense to start it off with the SOA's best song, which is, of course, Public Defender. A record also includes some of those songs that wound up on Flex Your Head, if you're wondering where those came from, like a Stepping Stone Party and Disease, I believe. So, that is a key one. I dig it. I dig it. Thank you for providing Henry Garfield's first recordings, Whoopie Ding, for, you know, my perusal and enjoyment. Yes, let the klaxon sizzle with excitement. We probably have what I would imagine to be Henry Rollins' first studio efforts ever with the band, you know, 34 years after the fact. Our next band is not from the dim recesses of the 70s or the 80s. By golly, this band is actually from the here and now. They challenge you to a fight in the parking lot of the local supermarket next Friday night. They are on Pelican Powwow Records. They are called the Golden Pelicans, and this song is called Burn Everything.
Yeah! kiss me, darling, don't you know I love you so. First one leads to another, then I leave the middle more. Gonna kiss you all night long, but even more in store. Can't hang out on first, you know, wanna win the game. Baby, after I take you home, you'll never be the same.
Told me about Robin Hood's dirty wife, oh baby. What
Sponsored by the Colored Balls here on Bubblegum Buzz on Garage Punk Pirate Radio. And this time we heard Make Up Your Mind. Before that, we had Chad Bear and Daniel Johnston with the immortal I Met Rocky Erickson. And that was, in fact, off of the album that they put out in the late 80s. I believe it was on 50 Bazillion Watts Records, which was founded or bankrolled or something by Mr. Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller fame. Chad Bear, of course, the singer slash brainchild slash guitar player of half Japanese. Daniel Johnston, the celebrated Austin street musician. And they put out an album in the late 80s, and I used to listen to it all the time when I was delivering pizzas for Domino's back then, and it's wonderful. It's, I just extracted it from the archives recently. Absolutely wonderful lunatic album, and it's just crazy, it's nutty, it's insane. It's something else, all right. It's something else. And we heard I Met Rocky Erickson. Before that, we had Cozy. Yeah, that was pretty cute for a while. With Kiss Me Dummy, that is off their new 45 on Secret Mission Records. Gotten the Board of Sand above that one. Lost Kids with Rat and Dig. They are from Denmark. That is a reissue of their 45 from, I believe, 1979. That's on Sing Sing Records. Rot and Dig means rotten you. And darn if that song does not sound like a spit image of a snuffin' like that by Alberto Hilo's Trios Paranoias. But what the hell, we played it anyway. We started things off by the Golden Pelicans from down south, I say. The pelican being the only animal. You know that its beak can hold more than its belly can, but did you know that the pelican will pull beer and or blood from its breast, I tell you, to feed its young if its young don't have any food. That's the dedication of the pelican. Golden Pelicans, one would imagine, is a reference to the street gang in the song Rat's Revenge Part 1 and Rat's Revenge Part 2, back from the Halcyon 60s, blah, 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 they were the rival street gang. Anyway, that was Let It Burn. That is off their latest 45, which I think is leaps and bounds superior to their 45 that I heard prior to that. So I remain Rubber Norm, and I know that I told you we were done listening to DOA for the duration. However, I think circumstances dictate we play one final DOA song to send us skipping merrily off into the sunset. And this is the DOA song that I always thought I would sort of like to have played at my funeral as a cautionary tale of earth and woe. It is off Something Better Change, and you better believe it, Funky. It is called World War III. So there.
I'm there. No one understands you.
Hi. How are you?
Newsflash! In a special communique just handed down from Garage Punk Pirate Radio headquarters, all podcasts on the network are now supposed to be as close to exactly 1 hour as is humanly possible. As such, we shall pan out this broadcast by playing the Moves version of Wild Tiger Woman, as mentioned earlier in the program.
Spotlight for Jean, she's more than 17. Seems keen, in other words, she must have been a former beauty queen. Now she's a naughty girl. Wild, wild, wild time of woman. You move me very fast, but can last another day. Get out of my way, wild, wild time of woman. You never break, you never fall, they call it a wild time of woman. Tied to the bed, she's waiting to be fed. It's a Saturday, can't see an ounce of reason in her head. Don't laugh and turn away. Wild, wild, wild tiger woman. Oh, you move me very fast, but can you let us stand the day? Get out of my way, wild, wild tiger woman. You know I hate it on wall, they call it a wild tiger woman.
Need another girl to come and grab her by the tail, as I was hoping that the ground would open up and take me in.
Life is so obscene, and the remarks that God's seen have been diminished to the earth.
I never find another girl.
All in the race, such a friendly face.
Seems clean and out of glass.
Young, indecisive, minds are in a maze.
She moves me very fast.
Understand you.
Hi. How are you?